just had a thought. Well, hi everybody again. Thanks for joining me, and hope you've enjoyed what we've done so far. Yeah, I'm just here doing a few weights because I think I need to get super fit again, because a lot of ladies like it apparently. Well, I know they do, and again, they're the straight ones. But I was just thinking about diet. Obviously, goes with exercise, and my ex, who was an exotic lady, and I'll leave it at that. That was her good point, but she was very good with food, very good cook and so on, and knew all about sort of spices and ingredients and so on, and particularly the joys of lemongrass. And basically, there's an old adage that what you you get out what you put in, and that applies to what you put into your body. And so if you eat a lot of sugar, for example, or you drink loads of alcohol, which I know we do from time to time, but what comes out, without being too graphic, but okay, what comes out of your pores, and what comes out of other areas that bodily fluids come out of, actually reflects what you've put into it. So yeah, if you've had lots of sugar, then you'll be quite acidic, and you might not necessarily be that nice to kiss, and you might not, if you ever get to the other end, on your little journey, you may not like what comes out, of a particular area. So I'll be more graphic in the after dark stuff, but yeah, this is general, again, in case family or friends are listening. Yeah, so, and I know that for a fact, because I used to get told off if I used to drink too much. I used to get told off if I drank too much or ate the wrong foods. My ex would certainly let me know what she thought of that, and I wouldn't get so much attention. So if you want lots of attention, and key ingredient, ask the Thai ladies, is lemongrass. I think that's why everyone flocks to Thailand, or one of the reasons, obviously the beautiful beaches and so on, but yeah, I think the Thai ladies, and I don't know if it applies to ladyboys, but anyway, yeah, essentially, lemongrass, chilies, kind of almost clean food. I know that's the in thing at the moment. Raw food, obviously lots of salads and vegetables and so on, and I'm no expert, but it's just on what I've done, and I notice the difference. And if I eat lots of wheat or something, again, I think that's quite acidic. And if you eat lots of meat, whatever. But yeah, if you generally eat more vegetables and cleaner food, then everything is clean. And you'll notice your sweat, everything is less smelly, I guess, less pungent. It's true. So I thought I'd just share that with you, as I'm sweating here and thinking, hey, I'm smelling quite nice, I'm smelling quite sweet. Well, that's my secret. And it will get you more dates. It will, or will make your relationship last longer. Personal hygiene, all that sort of stuff. But you can spray on as much as you like, but to mask off. But essentially, yes, it comes from within. So there you are. That's my top tip for the day. Anyway, see you soon. Take care. Have a good one. Yeah, we're always being told about, obviously, exercising, getting toned. It does improve how you look, but most importantly, again, and I'm speaking from experience, how you actually feel, your confidence. So, again, I've started doing a bit more exercise, and obviously I walk with my dog and that sort of stuff, and picked up the old weights again and so on, and it's amazing how quickly you can tone your body. But yeah, you start getting more confident, and then I've noticed, like, I'm walking along feeling good in my body, and lighter everywhere in the head as well. And then people start noticing you, and then you find yourself smiling at people, and then these random people, usually the attractive ones, start smiling back at you. So you should try it. It really works. And then you get into a groove. You start doing more and wanting more. And I know it's difficult to get going, because tell me about it. I mean, I've lost a couple of stone this year. And that's I tried, we call it fat fighters, I don't know what it's really called, and I wouldn't mention it, but yeah, I did that with a couple of friends, and yeah, we lost about a stone, and then I thought, well, I'm not going to do this low fat thing, and I don't necessarily believe in that, but just upped my output, and cycling, and just a bit more walking, and yeah, it's amazing. So no, I'm not a health guru, or Yes, I've done bodybuilding in my time as well, and that's usually I find myself getting super fit every time I have a breakup. So I've been through a breakup. I have been a hermit for about 6 or 7 months, and now I am that butterfly I spoke about, and I'm coming out of my cocoon and enjoying life again. And I've been down, really down in the dumps, and it's helped. So yeah, I would say get out there, even if you're just walking up the road, do it every day, and then you'll want to start doing more. I really believe that. So anyway, that's my pep talk for the day, but I feel better and I feel ready to get going. So go on. I mean, if you want to join a gym, do, but they do get a bit boring. I would say join with a friend, and actually you could meet someone there as well, which I have done a few times, or dance class or yoga or whatever. But I think seriously, just get out there, and that will help you on your journey. So yeah, I said I'd give you some tips. That's another tip. Okay, lots of love.